It is cute when it says on a bumper sticker or T-shirt, I owe, so off to work I go. But in reality, it's no fun having to grind through our days and nights worrying about how to pay the bills. That's a common American condition in this day and age, being in debt. And the fact that wages have remained stagnant for decades does not help. A number of social justice groups join forces next weekend for the Up From Debt conference to be held in several cities. That includes a session at Ashland in Ashland at Southern Oregon University. Two guests involved with that presentation join us in the studio. Erica Franks is with the group Oregon Action. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Erica. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Jane Silva is with us as well. She's with the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, ASSOU. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us a bit in general terms about, and we're pretty sure we know what ASSOU is about. It's the student government group generally, right?
Yeah, so we represent the student body at Southern Oregon University and try our best to do student advocacy work.
And for the folks who might not know Oregon Action, Erica, can you give us a little break in there?
Of course. Oregon Action is a nonprofit and nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering people who want to create change in their community. And the one I'm involved with is Rogue Valley Oregon Action.
And so there are Oregon Action chapters all over the state working in similar efforts. Yep. Largely economic kinds of pursuits?
Civil and social justice, mainly. Mm-hmm. Working to empower people of low income, anybody who's part of discrimination, things like that.
Give us the broad view on debt from the Oregon Action viewpoint, and we can get into the student debt thing as the second footprint on that one.
Absolutely. Because student debt is such a problem for working families, working people and families and the economy, we've decided to become more involved in order to empower people in the community, give them ways to work around the issues, and involving people and people who don't have a voice.
What, I mean, do we have any idea what the general debt load of most Americans is at this point?
Let's see. From statistics, we have student debt is more than credit card debt in the U.S. combined.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Student debt more than credit card debt. And, of course, at the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, we're talking about the creation of that debt still taking place. And so what kinds of things are happening in general on campus to try to get people from getting into that much debt in the first place?
You know, it's been a long struggle. A lot of students have to take out loans because of divestment from the state. So I'd say every year that I've been involved in student government, we've made a really hard push to try to get tuition lower and try to get more funding from the state. But it's kind of an uphill battle, and, like, we've won some minor victories, but I think that there's still a long way to go.
You mentioned for every year you've been involved in student government. Mm-hmm. How many years is that?
This would be my third year.
Okay. So even over the course of a three-year period, you're noticing less investment from the state the whole time?
Yeah, and tuition just keeps rising all over the state and all over the nation.
It gets kind of mind-boggling at times. I don't know if you guys had heard, but there was a protest at the University of California, Santa Cruz, where the proposal was to raise the tuition 28% in a single year. All right, so is the primary focus of Up From Debt student debt, or is it all debt? In fact, can somebody just give me an idea of what Up From Debt is all about and how the whole thing works together?
So for workshops that we're going to be talking to people about, it's the history of education funding. So it is basically around student debt. A lot of students, when they graduate with so much debt and you have 6 months after you graduate to pay, a lot of students just hop into the first job that they get just to start paying. Otherwise, they start accruing more debt, more money tacked on. Mm-hmm. And so we're focusing on that. So loan debt period as well. So it's education funding and loans. And then tuition increases, like was mentioned.
What efforts? I know that ASSOU recently, we talked to some of the people before you went up to Salem to lobby legislators. And what kinds of things were you asking for from the legislators? And since we talked prior to that, what kinds of responses did you get back?
So the main ask is that Oregon universities were asking for $755 million for all Oregon State Universities. And then I believe it was $550 for community colleges. We had a great turnout, hundreds and hundreds of students. I think around 750 students showed up. And since then, like, the long session's still going on, so we can't quite know what we've won quite yet or lost. But hopefully by the end of this long session, we'll have made some victories.
Because you have 3.5 months until the budget has to be firmly locked into place.
And this will be not the last time that we visit.
Ah.
Exactly.
Yes, a few more. So were both of you up there?
I was, yeah.
Okay. So Jane was from Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. Mm-hmm. We're talking about debt and largely student debt here in the context of the upcoming Up From Debt conference coming to Southern Oregon University Saturday, 8:30 to 3 at the Stevenson Union. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments for Jane Silver from Associated Students of Southern Oregon University and Erica Franks from Oregon Action. The phone number here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org, or check out the picture of the two of them on Facebook we snapped just a few moments ago. Everybody loves getting their picture taken first thing on Monday morning, don't they? So give us some idea of how the whole Up From Debt thing started, because it's happening in several cities, is that right? Not just at the campus at Southern Oregon University.
Yeah. So what I know of what I've read up on it is that it's in 7 different states. And then I think it's being hosted primarily out of Seattle. And so they're covering all sorts of different type of debt from the different conferences that they're going to have. But this one's specifically tailored towards student debt because it's a pretty prevalent problem in this community.
So is there remote watching of the events in Seattle plus discussions here or just all discussions here? How's it all arranged?
So the way it will go is that there will be a Google Hangout, Skype type of keynote speaker and kind of get together in the beginning. And then different summits break out into workshops and, things tailored more towards them.
And so is it generally aimed at people who are still students, people who are no longer students but still dealing with student debt, even a wider scope than that, Erica Franks?
Wider scope. We want to be able to talk to people about how they giving people resources and what they can do before, during, and after, especially with debt. Oregon Action is just here for giving people help to succeed no matter what. And that's what the workshops are hoping to involve.
Now, Oregon Action has been involved with a number of efforts in the past to deal with wages, minimum wages, things like that, which,
yes.
Of course, people could conceivably accrue a lot less debt if they had a little more money coming in.
Tell us
about the efforts in that area.
So efforts, our goal is leadership, and that's especially what ASSOU is doing. They're taking on a lot, giving... Here in the Rogue Valley, we have been, it's like a grassroots movement. We go and we talk to people. We've been taking photo petitions, which I've been posting to all the media sites. Basically just sharing what the issues are, inviting people to join in and share their experiences, especially with the student debt. That's one of the workshops. At the end is everyone sharing their stories of what's happening.
Photo petitions. That's an interesting phrase.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
So I go at the tabling in front of SU or even in the classes, I have a whiteboard and it says sentence 2 and then it's blank and students are free to put in the amount or what they're sentenced to now or anything after.
It really must feel like a sentence when you think about it, when you're still a junior, for example, in college.
Yeah.
And you already know what your debt load is. And so I imagine lots of people have some fairly high and scary to them numbers.
Yeah, it's kind of tragic. I'm taking loans out, but I think that I'll be able to make it, all the way through college and then start paying them back. But I know students who've had to actually drop out just because they can't afford it. And that's what's sad.
Yeah.
So what are some of the remedies, if any, that are being offered here? And can you give me some idea of who some of the speakers are going to be at the Up From Debt conference?
Let's see. So speakers, it's the demo groups from the Alliance for a Just Society. Don't have my paper with me. I apologize. Do you have it?
That's her.
So we have Heather McGee, president of Demos. So I did know that. She's the keynote speaker. It's just going to be a fabulous event. Definitely people should come and be involved just to understand what the big issue is. It's basically what we're trying to do. A lot of the students aren't thinking about it right now. They don't think about it until after they graduate and then they stress out. And students who think about it now drop out.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a best approach then in that case? I mean, if you're going to be concerned about it once you've graduated, but at least you've completed your education versus getting so concerned about it, you don't even finish your education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the general level of advice here from either of your groups?
I think it's mostly because a lot of students don't know where to go and they don't feel like they have any help. And that's what we're here for, ASSOU, student body. They're for the students. We are definitely here to help students figure out what's perfect to help them specifically.
I think it's also it's about coming together and creating a community that can talk to the people that can make change. And even though we may be saddled with debt after we graduate, maybe the future generation won't be if we work hard enough and we get the support that I think we need.
We're talking about student debt and larger debt, not just the student kind that comes from having loans, with Erica Franks from Oregon Action and Jane Silver from Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. Their organizations are among the partners in this weekend's Up From Debt Conference at Southern Oregon University, Saturday, 8:30 to 3 at the Stevenson Union. Join us with questions or comments now on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org or check us out on Facebook. Interesting when you think about the fact that the figures we've been hearing for a couple of years now are more than $1 trillion in student debt. I have to assume if there's a bulge there beyond what credit card debt is, that credit card debt probably isn't that far behind. So we're talking essentially $2 trillion in the two basic forms of debt for a lot of Americans. That's a lot of money. And I see that one of the topics here is the impacts of student debt on the wider community. And there must be a real economic ripple effect in the sense of a depressing or recessive kind of effect.
Absolutely. For one, when you mentioned living wage, the people don't go out and have enough money to pay to live and pay back their debt. And we can't go out and shop in our local shops anymore. And so they're losing money because we don't have money to go spend. We're trying to pay back our education that we wanted to continue in order to have a career.
What's the general outlook then for when loans begin to come due once you have graduated from college? It was 6 months, a very long time ago when I got out of college. What's the general realm now?
I think it still is six months.
About that. Depends on the type of loan you have too.
Is there any creativity coming to the loans in terms of interest rates or repayment schedules or anything like that? I mean, given the fact that the debt is that much greater, college costs about four times, basically, I think, what it did when I went 35 years ago. So that's a bit of a difference if it costs that much more and the wages have held basically steady.
And it definitely is the type of loan that you decide to pull out. Some of them start accruing debt as soon as you have it or as soon as you graduate. And then others, they start asking for their money back 6 months after you graduate. And that's like a short time frame to go and find a job when so many of us are graduating at once.
Is there, are there any creative things to push it down the road? Are there other programs that people are looking at to not get into that much debt in the first place? How much is available in terms of grants, for example, things that used to be taken for granted by a lot of college students?
So, you mean like scholarships?
Yes.
I know that scholarships are available for a lot of students, but a lot of them are based on financial needs. So maybe if you're in the middle class, it's not quite as viable of an option. I think like there are other options, but they're harder to obtain, and they might be not enough. Like you can get a loan that will cover your entire college tuition, but you might get a scholarship, but that might only be $1,000 a year or something that just doesn't necessarily make up quite the amount that you need.
Not enough to cover the whole thing. Grab your headphones. We have a call for you. Let's go to Gary in the Applegate. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking debt with Jane Silva and Erica Franks.
Hey.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, how much do individual students have in debt, and how soon do they have to start paying it off after they graduate?
So far from students that I have spoken to, well, first let me start with statistics that I have read and that I have gathered. The minimum amount is around $33,000, but a lot of students have up to $100,000. So it just varies. It just depends on the type of degree, how much loans that they're taking, if they're non-traditional students or single, things like that. And most of the time, the majority, it's 6 months after, so far as I know. And like Jane mentioned, sometimes it's like as soon as they graduate, but it's roughly 6 months after they graduate.
But $33,000 is a...
is like a fair minimum, but time, yeah, it's a lot times that by how many students we have here.
Right. Are you still a student at Southern Oregon University yourself, Erica?
I am.
Okay. So you're also involved with ASSOU.
Not really.
No, separate
organization. Yeah, separate organization.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But wow, $33,000. That's... if you're lucky, that's going to be your first year's salary.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So what are all right? This all starts on Saturday, and
yes.
You mentioned some sessions that come in from Skype on Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
What's the hope then? Where things go once this session breaks up? What do you hope to get people to be able to do once the Up From Debt conference finishes for the day?
So I really hope that the community is kind of educated, as well as students. I think a lot of students aren't quite sure what they're up against, but I think that this will help educate them. And then the community hopefully will want to take part in this. And then maybe that will spiral into some cool movements that actually make change happen.
Is it the kind of thing that students kind of go back and forth on, A, agitating for change, but B, just not wanting to even talk about it anymore because it can get kind of depressing?
You know, I think it is a bit of both. Mm-hmm. Some students are just like, students that I know and talk to often, they're like, I don't even want to think about it. I've been here for 2 years and I have this much in debt. And by the time I graduate or graduate school, things like that. Yeah, definitely.
Lots to think about. Okay, the Up From Debt Conference, Oregon Action, and the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, among the groups hosting it at the Southern Oregon University campus. It'll be in the Stevenson Union Room 319, setting up Saturday morning at 8:30, running till 3 in the afternoon. A bunch of other groups involved at the national level, Alliance for Just Society, Washington Can, and Demos, mentioned by Erica earlier. So all on Saturday at Southern Oregon University. Is there any cost to the conference?
No.
That's a good thing when you have a debt conference.
No cost for the debt conference.
Okay, good to know. Erica Franks from Oregon Action, Jane Silver from ASSOU. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.